Thursday night, Walton Arts Center will offer an early start to the St. Patrick's Day weekend with a concert by one of Ireland's most beloved musicians, Sir James Galway. He's arguably the most famous flutist in the world. Thursday, Sir James Galway's legacy tour will make a stop in Fayetteville with a program that represents his diverse tastes, from classical to pop. Earlier this month, I talked to him just after he completed the Russian leg of his latest tour. I asked him about his career that has not only included playing with the London Symphony Orchestra and Royal Philharmonic, but also pop artists like the Chieftains, B.B. King, Ray Charles, and Henry Mancini.
You know, a lot of this came my way because I recorded Annie's song.
Oh, the John Denver song, yeah.
Yeah, so it blossomed for that. If it wasn't for John Denver, I wouldn't have been shaking hands with B.B. King or Roger Waters or any of these guys.
Just because that was what sort of...
That sparked it off because I recorded the tune and it got the number two in the charts. Number one in the charts was a song with no words, you know, one of these things.
Yes, I remember that.
Well, that was the one that I couldn't knock off.
Well, you know, the first part of your musical career, you were playing with wonderful orchestras and ensembles. What was it that inspired you to perhaps go out as a soloist?
Well, I always wanted to do it. I always wanted to do it because, you know, the flute has such a big, rich repertoire, which is unplayed, mostly because some of it's real difficult.
Right.
And I just wanted to get my hands on that. And while I was in the Berlin Philharmonic, while I was in the Royal Philharmonic in London, I used to do a lot of concerts and had a fairly good name because, you know, we did them with good people, good players. We did Bach sonatas and Cooper and Concert Royale for the first, what we thought was an original approach. It was
right.
The beginning of the original approach, you know. So then along came other people with different sorts of flutes and things, and it all blossomed from there out.
When you're putting together a program like you do for the Legacy Tour, which is what you'll be doing at Walton Arts Center, but imagine you want to pick selections that you can keep good company with for a matter of time, because you'll be with these performances the length of a tour.
Yeah, but, well, you know how it came about. I was having a look at some of these old programs, and you see sort of things like Madame So-and-so is going to sing an aria from The Barber of Seville, followed by Egmont Overture, followed by the second movement of the Beethoven Symphony Number 2.
Right.
these sort of programs, and I thought, you know, why don't we do this nowadays? Nowadays we have to go and listen to all of Mahler 6 when maybe only the first movement would do.
So more of a variety.
Yeah. And I mean, we could even have, in the series, we could even have one old-time concert.
There's Mozart and Debussy at the beginning, and then it's sort of chronological, because then at the end you have Claude Bolling and Henry Mancini.
Yeah. Well, Henry was a good friend of mine, and I really enjoyed playing his music. But the best was knowing Henry was something and that nobody should have missed. If anybody ever got a chance to meet Henry and didn't do it, they really missed out on some big-time thing. You know how I look at Henry Mancini? If you look at Verdi, for example, he sort of wrote the background music for Italy because he wrote 28 operas. Did you know that?
I didn't know it was that many, but I knew he wrote
28, somewhere. And most of them are still being played. So that means all the choruses and everything, every Italian knows them. You know, they all know dun, dun, ding, da, dun, da, ding. They can all sing, these kids can all sing this.
Right.
And so, in a way, Verdi actually wrote the background music for Italy. And Henry did the same thing for America. Because when you think, I mean, everybody knows Moon River. I mean, you have to be sort of from outer space not to know that.
Oh, one last question before I let you go. You travel so much. You're so busy. You've been described by some as the busiest man in classical music. When you need to rest, when you need to catch your breath, what do you do?
Oh, here's what I do. I put on a movie, get a pile of M&Ms, put my diet on hold, and go for it.
Any particular kind of movie?
Well, no, I have to have a happy ending because my wife is always watching as well. And if I could actually find a movie where nobody gets shot, murdered, or killed, she would love it too.
So a nice romantic comedy, perhaps?
Yeah,
some
well, you
M&Ms.
Know, we watch all sorts of things. You know, we just, we watch TV series, you know, like Revenge.
Well, we look forward to the performance from Mozart to Mancini at Walton Arts Center. And thank you so much for your time.
Okay, don't forget the M&Ms, Mozart and Mancini.
That's right. Thank you very much.
All right, Kyle.
All right.
All the best.
To you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Sir James Galway will perform with his wife Jeannie, also a renowned flutist, at Walton Arts Center Thursday night. If you'd like to hear more from our conversation, including Sir James Galway talking about a place he's never performed but would like to, you can hear more from the discussion at our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com.
Imagine never being alone ever again. Imagine sharing your innermost thoughts with your best friend, a robot.
When we construct robots, we are changing ourselves. We are changing what we are willing to consider a relationship.
I'm Guy Raz. The promise and the peril of our robot overlords. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
The TED Radio Hour, Sunday at noon on KUAF 91.3 FM.